and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Belmont edition. I'm Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo, and we are live at the Derby Room at Fairplex. John, a nice little crowd out here already. We'll have some background noise, maybe a race going off while the show's going. So really enjoy being out here.
That's great. They're already underway at Saratoga at Belmont. They just ran the third race as official. Subrogate was the winner there at $11 and change. But, Bob, 6.5 furlongs, 114 and change, wire to wire. That track is fast.
Track is very fast. The rain has stayed away, which got a little bit yesterday mid-card, but it looks like perfect weather today, at least so far. They're calling this the Bellatoga meet, John. Belmont at Saratoga, a mile and a quarter. We're used to seeing Belmont at Belmont, the Belmont Stakes at a mile and a half. So a lot of different factors this year. 9 stakes races on the card. They are underway. The first stakes race will go as race 4, and it's just going to be loaded today from start to finish.
Looking forward to it. We had a little scare earlier in the week. Rad Ortiz the other day was kind of thrown behind the gate and actually had to take off his mounts on Thursday afternoon, came back to ride yesterday. He won 4 races, so obviously, even though he had to dismount on his horse on one leg, he was still out there riding. He'll have a say in what happens as
came
usual
back
today.
With a huge day yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, off the vets list in the winner's circle.
These guys are tough. John, let's not ignore Santa Anita. Of course, a 10-race card out there today, first post at 1 o'clock, and we'll have full coverage of Santa Anita as well. Almost a carryover. There was one ticket yesterday in the pick 6. Started chalky with a heavy favorite, and then there were some very tough results. So we will dive into Santa Anita as well. We've got the Golden Hour bets, the Coast to Coast
bets. The final weekend of the Golden Hour
bets.
That's
right, and the final weekend of Golden Gate, which we'll talk about more as we go. So, John, let's get the updates. As we talked about it, the track looks very fast. Speed was good in the first couple dirt races and no rain. So that's the good news. I think the turf will be in great shape today.
Yeah, they had a 20-minute thunderstorm yesterday, but the turf was so hard, I don't think it hurt it one bit. I expect them to be a pretty firm turf course as we go through Saratoga today. And I think if any rain comes, it's supposed to be very late in the day. So hopefully we'll skate through that. We've been lucky so far this week.
Well, John, let's do a quick horse-by-horse on the Belmont Stakes. Goes as the 12th. It'll be about 3:40 Pacific time today, a field of 10. We talked about this last week. I believe that the mile and a quarter has drawn a better field than what we would have had at a mile and a half. More competitive, maybe horses coming back that wouldn't have. I think it's a heck of a race, John. Let's start from the rail, and I'll go ahead and take the first horse because this is my top pick in the race. Seize the Gray, who surprised me twice in a row, winning the Pat Day Mile and the Preakness. I think this horse is thriving on the activity. He came back and worked and breezed 113 at Churchill. I think his energy level's great, and I think he goes from the rail. I don't think there's going to be any question about the tactics involved. When you're drawing the rail to mile and a quarter, you're going to hold position. I just have a hunch this horse is continuing to do well.
Well, he's been on a tough schedule. He's been busy. He's one of those horses making his third race in 5 weeks. He didn't run in the Derby, but he won the Pat Day on the Derby undercard. He's got speed. Like I say, the tactics are dictated by his post-draw. And the thing about it, you watch how these first couple of dirt races have played today where speed looks like it's carrying. This should be his kind of track. And if it rains, he won the race at Pimlico in the mud. So, he's going to be on the front end, and it'll be up to somebody else to keep him honest early.
Number 2, Resilience, Johnny, made kind of a looming wide move in the Derby and got almost up on even terms with those horses. Maybe the distance hit him a little bit, but apparently he's come back to train well for Bill Mott. What are your thoughts on Resilience?
Yeah, Resilience ranged into contention. He made a long run to get in contention in the Derby, and then he flattened out. And my original thought was, okay, he doesn't want to get a mile and a quarter. But, he's trained so well out of that race that Bill Mott decided to put him in the Belmont today. So I trust a horseman like Bill Mott to know that maybe, he's got a chance in here. He's training really well. The question to me is the distance.
The Derby winner, number 3, Mystic Dan, who came right back, I thought ran a solid second in the Preakness. It's really been trainer Kenny McPeak's run here through these three-year-old races. He, of course, got the Oaks Derby double. Yesterday, that same filly, Torpedo Anna, came back and romped in the Acorn. So he's going now for the Acorn Belmont double. What a year for Kenny McPeak. What about Mystic Dan? Can he run 3 big races in 5 weeks?
Well, he looks like he fires every time. He's honest. Again, the track condition, as far as if it rains during the day, won't bother him one bit. I thought he looked a little bit like a tired horse at the wire there in the Pimlico, where he just hung on for second over Catching Freedom. But he's trained well enough to be in this race, and McPeak was kind of watching and seeing if he didn't look right, then they were going to run the filly Torpedo Anna in this race. he trained well enough to run here. Thorpeta Anna takes out the Acorn. What a spring it would be if he wins this Acorn Belmont Double.
Absolutely phenomenal. A couple horses that come out of the Peter Pan, the Wine Steward and Winner Antiquarian. Those are numbers 4 and 5. John, what were your impressions of that race and these two horses specifically?
Well, I thought the Wine Steward, who ran second to Antiquarian, I think he showed us a little bit that he's going to be distance challenged. That was 1 1/8 miles. He had no excuses. Looked like he was going to win, and Antiquarian plain ran him down. So I'm against the Wine Steward in here. Antiquarian is an improving horse that for Todd Pletcher, one of the three that he has in the race. You know, he did not run Fierceness in here. And I do think this horse will like 1 1/4 miles. I just don't know. On numbers, he's not good enough. But he is an improving horse that I think will run another good one today.
Number 6, Doorknock, rather, who had a tough trip in the Derby. Drew the rail. They tried to go. Wasn't quick enough. Got shuffled. And actually did not run all that bad, John, to split the field 10th of 20. And, you know, not a good trip. They want to be forwardly placed with him.
Yeah, but he's a horse to me, Bob, that I don't know if he's improved as a 3-year-old off his 2-year-old form. It looks like he hasn't gone forward like some of the other horses have, and I don't know what the style that he would use to win this race. He's not quick enough to take the lead from Seize the Gray. He's not going to finish the closers in here. I just think he's up against it.
7, Protective. He's another one who comes out of the Peter Pan. He was third behind Antiquarian and the Wine Steward. Had a little bit of traffic in mid-stretch.
This is a maiden. He's still a maiden, and the second of the Todd Pletcher horses. He's a horse that trains well in the morning, works with some of the good horses, but I do think he's a couple of these other ones in here.
Number 8, Honor Marie. Talk about a bad trip. This was really bad in the Derby. Lost all chance at the start, John. This horse got pinballed from both sides, steadied into the first turn, actually tried to make up ground. He is a deep closer, second in the Louisiana Derby. Not sure how good that race was. What are your thoughts on Honor Marie?
He got completely eliminated at the start, just pinballed really badly at the start in the Derby. I'm willing to give him another chance in there. You go off his Louisiana Derby effort, that was not bad. He'll be coming from left field, and I don't know if the way the track looks, the track is going to work against him today.
And the favorite, number 9, Sierra Leone. This is going to be a very solid favorite, John, by all the betting that I've seen as far as the rolling doubles and so forth. Sierra Leone, of course, well-documented, got beat a dirty nose in the Derby, lugged in. A jockey switch today to Flavian Pratt, a new bit. John, he's the horse to beat, but he does come from way out of it.
He does, but you look at his numbers. He's improved his numbers with every single start. He's 2 noses away from being unbeaten, and if he was unbeaten going into this race, they would be, you know, crowning him before this race was run. You know he'll get 1 1/4 miles. Flavian Pratt takes over a little bit of a more severe bit, so to keep him from lugging in like he did in the Derby. If he gets a clean trip and has a fair shot down the stretch, he's going to be awful tough to deny. He's a good horse.
And then to me, the X factor in the race, John, drawn far outside, number 10, Mind Frame, who's 2 for 2, romped in his maiden win at Gulfstream. We'll talk to Toby Callett about him. Then he came right back and beat Winners at Churchill. Got a very soft trip. One concern for me is he comes off Lasix, does not get to race, and runs against real horses today. I think the talent's there. Is it too much too soon, or what do you make of Mind Frame?
He's really talented, and he's the key to the race because I think he is the one that has to keep Seize the Gray honest on the front end. If he doesn't go, then all of a sudden maybe Seize the Gray can control and back up this pace. It's a lot to ask on 1 1/4 miles in a third career start off of 2 easy wins where he hasn't really been battle-tested yet. But he's trained well. The reason that Fierceness is not in this race is Mind Frame outworked him a couple of weeks ago. And Arad Ortiz gets the call. That's never a bad thing. And I think drawing outside is a plus for him. Being lightly raced, he's not going to get dirt in his face. He'll be able to settle outside, Seize the Gray, if that's what they want to do. We'll find out how good he is today. But on numbers, he's got a chance.
You mentioned Pletcher has 3 in. He's got a good history in the Belmont. Much better than his Derby record. Pletcher has done well winning the Belmont. So we will see if he can add to that. Wayne Luke is trying to add to his total. Kenny McPeak on that run. So it's an outstanding race, John, and just an outstanding card. Let's switch gears a little bit and just talk about what happened in Louisiana. We mentioned it last week. They had made what we thought were kind of crazy rule changes regarding their medication. Well, they got a lot of pressure. They walked that back in a hurry. The backtrack did a U-turn. So it looks like things are going to be status quo again back in Louisiana.
Well, they had tried to loosen the rules on the use of clenbuterol, among other medications, and right away, here came the wall of noise. First of all, Heise said that, okay, then any horse racing in Louisiana would automatically be put on a vets list when they shipped out of the state to race in other states. Churchill Downs, who has the fairgrounds in Louisiana, said, well, we may just not run the Louisiana Derby, the Risen Star, the LeCompte major derby prep races in the spring. You had horsemen saying, well, we're not going to go down there. We're going to look at other places to race this winter because it's an unlevel playing field. If we cannot use the medications and ship out and go other places, other guys are going to have an advantage. So the Louisiana Commission met yesterday. It took them all of 7 minutes to rescind all those rules. And then Heise said, okay, now you can ship out of Louisiana. You won't be on the vets list. You know, maybe these guys ought to think a little bit before they make some decisions. It's just incredible.
Didn't think that one through, did they, John?
Not real good.
All right, so your Lindo report, you did double duty today, full card at Saratoga, full card at Santa Anita, always available at the South Point. A great weekend to be out there, obviously. So if you hadn't called Steve Johnson, you missed out. But, John, let's get that phone number out for the South Point and then get your play from the Lindo report.
Well, the South Point, you want to get out there, and it's pool season out there, and a little warm in Las Vegas right now, but it's fast and firm in the race book, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate. And as far as a radio play, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, Bob. I'm going to go to race number 9. Number 7, Petit Ange, is a maiden taking on winners here in the starter allowance, so the horse cannot be claimed. Coming off a route race, going to be dead fit, cutting back to a sprint. There's a lot of speed that I think is going to get a little late here, and I think maybe Petit Ange can make the last run. 10-1 on the program, a very, very fair price. Number 7, Petit Ange, race 9 at Santa Anita. And, Bob, what do you have on your sheet today?
I played races 6, 8, and 10 from Santa Anita. I put 175 into the late pick 5. John, I thought it was a very challenging sequence today. You've got wide-open turf races. And even with a four-horse stakes race, which I took a single in there, I still had to spread out a lot of those races. So a $175 ticket. I'm going to go to the 10th and final for my radio play, and I'm going to try number 4, Keen to Go, for trainer Jeff Mullins. A couple things I like here. This horse was claimed and voided back at Del Mar in August, has not been seen since then, but comes back with that claiming waiver, so I think that's a positive. Mullins is excellent with these horses off a layoff. We saw a win yesterday with one that was joining his barn and coming back from a long layoff, ran extremely well. And you get J.J. Hernandez aboard, so a horse that's won over the Santa Anita turf course in the past. So I think in a wide-open 10th race, I'm going to go with number 4, Keen to Go, 7-2 on the morning line. John, let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Belmont edition. We are live from the Derby Room, and we will be back shortly. AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, come out to Santa Anita where you can watch and wager on the Belmont Stakes today. Today we also have great live racing that is highlighted by the $200,000 Grade 2 Summertime Oaks. Great special events are lined up today as well. On trackside, we will have the Wine Place and Show event where you can sample a selection of delicious wines while you soak in a day of great racing from around the country. In the infield, we will present Fiesta de Santa Anita. It's a family-friendly festival that celebrates the rich heritage of our community with music, a classic car show with over 400 cool cars, great food and drinks like the famous Micheladas, and my favorite, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment on tap in our Hollywood Meet, which runs through Sunday, June 16th, over at SantaAnita.com. The top jockeys, the top trainers, Fiesta de Santa Anita, the Belmont Stakes simulcast, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. We are live from the Derby Room. John, how about a word on our cowbred of the week?
This is an easy one for me. Chismosa, who won the $100,000 Desert Stormer Stakes against Open Company last Sunday. Chismosa is by Clubhouse Ride, who we know stands at Legacy Ranch, out of the Cat Dreams mare You Can Dream. Owned and bred by Jaime Maranella, a good guy. You might see him at the South Point playing the races today. And is trained by Rafael De Leon. This is the star of his four-horse stable. Great to see guys like this come up with a good one. Chismosa now has five wins from 18 lifetime starts and pushed her career earnings over $500,000, Bob.
She tries every time, doesn't
All
she?
All heart. Yeah, you got to love it.
Even when you put her on the turf, I don't think that's her best surface. She keeps firing, but they put her back on the dirt, and She ran down a couple good horses there.
And she loves that Del Mar main track for the summertime.
John, let's get a word about our simulcast locations. Of course, we're here at the Derby Room. They're wide open. I know the OC Tavern is going as well.
Everybody's open for wagering already, but the early card at Belmont Park, or Belmont at Saratoga, excuse me, I knew it would say that. The OC Tavern is open. Los Alamitos, the Vessels Club, opened at 9 a.m., so they're open to go. Obviously, the Derby Room is up and running, and Santa Anita is open through the East Gate as well.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky, one of our regulars and the PR director at Los Alamitos, regular handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. First off, we wanted you to preview the feature at Santa Anita that goes as the seventh race, only a four-horse field, unfortunately. How'd you see the summertime Oaks?
Well, I see it as a race where there's so many betting opportunities around the country today, and this certainly isn't one of them. But, you know, nothing like you. I think if she runs her last race, she's going to be very, very tough to beat. Jane Austen, I respect that she's been gaming both of her victories, show cards and show speed. But if nothing like you runs like she did last time, this race is over, and I think you just take the single in the late pick four or pick five and move on.
And, Bob, you know, you talk about the gambling races. I think the Belmont Stakes is a terrific betting race today. Just wanted to see who you're leaning toward in the Belmont.
Well, it was a brutal loss with Sierra Leone in the Derby, and I think if he runs straight that day, he wins clear. But, you know, he didn't. Hopefully the bit will make a difference. I know he can run a mile and a quarter, and as you said earlier, you know, he's two noses away from being undefeated. I think if he runs his race, he'll be very, very tough to beat. Mind Frame's the X factor. You know, he's run well. He got a very, very slow pace last time and looked good doing it. So we'll see how good he is. And then, you know, Bob Ike, I respect that he likes Seize the Gray. He surprised me as well in the Preakness. So my long shot is Resilience, because I thought he was better than looked in the Derby. And the fact that Bill Mott's running him back at a mile and a quarter makes me respect him. So that would be the long shot I would try.
Bob, let's come out to Santa Anita, and your selections, of course, available at todaysracingdigest.com. Where do you want to go for your Santa Anita radio play?
I'm going to go to the eighth race today. I like number eight, Dream Princess. You know, she just got beat last time. That was her second race after a very long layoff, her first for Steve Knapp. I think she might be a little better from slightly more off the pace. There is speed drawn inside of her. Juan Hernandez rides back. I'm going to give her another shot, number eight, Dream Princess, and race eight.
Good luck today, Bob. Thank you, and we will check in again next Saturday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. And, John, let's go to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. While we're waiting for Bruce, the horses are coming on the track for the fourth race, a good sprint race. The start of the stakes races now, John, all of them from here on through the through the Belmont are stakes races.
Right, this is the fourth race. It's the Grade 2 True North. You've got a prohibitive favorite at 4-5, number 5 Gun Pilot, coming off a Grade 1 win at Churchill Downs. But we talked about the fact that for a sprint race, Bob, there isn't a ton of speed in here.
Yeah, I actually bet this 2-horse in here for that reason, John. I'm sitting up here at 7-1, so if you hear me rooting in about 8 minutes, maybe we'll be on a commercial break, but, you know.
No bad words if you get beat.
I'll keep it clean and no fist pounding. Bruce Finkelstein, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going over there?
We're having a great time, you know, other than being there at Saratoga or maybe at one of the race books in Las Vegas. John, we're sitting right where we want to be.
We're in a good spot. We're fast and firm here.
Hey, Bruce, I wanted you to talk, first of all, about closing weekend at Golden Gate, a track you have covered for really all of your career, as far as I know, and a sad ending coming up, and we've talked about this, not exactly going out with a bang, more of a whimper, right, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, I guess wrong. I thought maybe there would be decent field size at the end of this meeting, but it's really kind of, you know, tapered off. We had a 6 race card on Friday, 7, I mean, yeah, 6 races on, I think it was Friday, yeah. And it's just been, you know, hard to come up with horses. Tomorrow's card looks a little better for field size. It's an 8 race card. There's an allowance race that ends it. You know, sad to see it go. It's going to be curious to see what the future holds for Northern California, how these Pleasanton meetings will be accepted. What is the field size going to look like at the fairs? Are we going to get some horses to Southern California? Lots of questions, no answers yet.
Guys, I only made it up to Golden Gate twice, John, and when you use the men's restroom out of the clubhouse or the turf club level there at Golden Gate, you might have the best view in the history of racing, because you're looking out over the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
I mean, that is just a picturesque setting. And what a beautiful place it is. Sad to see it go away.
Well, my wife's family's from the Bay Area, so when we do family things, I'd find a way to sneak out to Golden Gate, and always love going there. Just a beautiful place. A parking lot behind the grandstand. You can see the entire bay and the Golden Gate Bridge. It's just unbelievable. It's very sad to see them no more. Let's go ahead and ask, you know what, Bruce? You mentioned to me you liked the Churchill card today, and I wanted you to take a look at the feature race today. That's the 10th race, the Mighty Bow, 5 furlongs on the grass. It's an interesting sprint.
First off, let me give you a couple of late scratches. The 6 Coffee Maker ran yesterday at Saratoga scratched, and so did the 11 Clear the Air. So the 6 and the 11 are out of race 10 at Churchill. This is a difficult race I'm tackling here. There's lots of ways to go. The horse that really interests me, and you mentioned Gun Pilot. Check out the 7, Edge to Edge. 2 races ago at Oaklawn in a 175-grand stake race, he beat Gun Pilot on the square. In that race, Beirano rated him a little bit. He took him a little bit off the pace, under a hold. Big finish that day, and he beat the horse that's the big favorite here at Saratoga. Now, last out, he he had the misfortune of going up against maybe the fastest horse in the country in Skelly. And Skelly didn't break well. Edge to Edge did. They got into a duel. He was run into the ground. He gets a new rider today. Now, the grass, he's only tried the grass twice, so I'm not really saying he hasn't won over it. But if he could run back to that race two-back with maybe a patient ride, there's speed in here, his two-back race could beat this field. So I kind of like the seven Edge to Edge. Three others to take a look at. The one, Mostache, has run some competitive races sprinting on the grass. I would consider him. The three, Mischievous Rogue, he's back on grass today. He's got a good off-the-pace turf style. The best of the speed is the nine, Nothing Better, who got left last time out with a better start. He should be forwardly placed. So I'm going to key the seven Edge to Edge with those three runners, the one, Mostache, the three, Mischievous Rogue, and the nine, Nothing Better.
And, Bruce, before Bob gets your Santa Anita play today, how about giving us a last Saturday Thoroughbred LA pick at Golden Gate?
Yeah, let's go to the fourth race. One thing about, historically on this Tapita surface, going long on the Tapita wasn't always kind to front runners. You had to have a special kind of horse to win on the front end going long. However, I always thought the sprint races were super fair. And let's look at one of these races where I think the speed could dominate in the fourth race. I like the bottom horse, the six, Tiger Queen. She won this very race two races ago on April 6th, laying in up close second behind a legitimate pace. That was her second race off a seven-month layoff. She came back 16 days later, went to the dirt course at Turf Paradise. She sat off the leader. She got fanned out wide. Not a great run. I think she's better on synthetic, facing maybe a slower group today. She can make the lead or lay second. I think she is very well spotted here. So in the fourth race, love the six, Tiger Queen at 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, how about coming south? Where do you want to make your play at Santa Anita?
I know you're gonna hate me here, Bob, but
you're gonna go to the tenth.
I'm gonna go to the tenth. There's not a whole lot of races I was left with today, but I'm gonna give Carver the one horse the edge here. He had been away 16 months, and he tried an allowance field. This is a restricted claimer. He showed speed till about the eighth pole, understandably tired. The race has produced two next out winners. The sixth and seventh place finishers have come back to win. He should be more fit today, and he faces not only claimers, but restricted claimers. I think he's the speed of the speed. I'm not saying we should claim this guy, but I think today, if he's got a one race left in him, he should be awfully tough. I think he might drop a little from his price of 4-1. So in the 10th race, let's go with the one horse, Carver, 4-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what you have available today at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Belmont Park with audio. We have a full card at Santa Anita, late races at Churchill. Also, four races as best bets on the 10th ultimate day at Golden Gate. So check it out all at betonbruce.com.
Very good. Have a great day, Bruce. And they are going to the gate for the True North. So the timing was good here, John. Perfect time to take a timeout. Bruce, good luck. BetOnBruce.com. We'll talk to you next week.
You got
okay,
it.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. And, John, let's take our timeout. We'll watch this race, the first of nine stakes at Saratoga today. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Belmont edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. We are live at the Derby Room. They are running the True North right now, John. And how about a word from DK Horse?
Right, you heard the commercial for DK Horse. I saw John Avello from DK Horse presenting the trophy in the Grade 1 Acorn yesterday at Saratoga. If you want to join the DK Horse team, you can saddle up for action with the DK Horse app, the official affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA, only on the DK Horse app.
Well, John, you just were talking a little bit about Baby Yoda off the air, and 9-1 again. Speed looked very powerful there.
Well, I'm alive in a daily double now, so let's finish up the show and catch.
And the heavy favorite in their Gun Pilot just did not fire at odds on.
Three dirt races today. Speed looks very, very good.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
And you're right, Speed does look very good, but Rotney figured to make the lead here, and he didn't, so the 7 made the lead. Baby Yoda just loves this track. He runs well here every year, and he put in another big effort today.
Yes, I liked Rotney for that reason. Didn't break very sharp, couldn't get to the lead, and then got out finished for the minors late, but this was a one-horse race, at least a 5/6 length win there. John, tell us about the atmosphere at Saratoga on this four-day festival. A little bit of rain yesterday, but it looks like today we are in good shape. Talk about the atmosphere there.
We're in good shape so far, but in this place, at any point, it could rain. Anyone that was here yesterday, it was a beautiful day, and then out of nowhere, the rains came. So far, so good, but I wouldn't be surprised if we had a shower before the day ended. It started off slow there, 22,000, I believe, on Thursday, but that was compared to 2,000 that they had downstate last year when they ran at Belmont. You know, it's expensive. They outpriced themselves, but they're certainly betting a lot of money. Yesterday, they bet $39 million through the window, so I guess business is good for them.
And I think 18 million on Thursday, so today I'll hit about 50 at least, right, guys? I mean, this is going to be an absolutely huge betting card. John, wanted you to preview one of these stakes races, which are now underway. The eighth race today, the Woody Stevens, always an outstanding sprint race for three-year-olds going seven-eighths of a mile. Full field, how'd you see the eighth, the Woody Stevens?
Actually, this is going to be one of our two radio plays. You have a late scratch in there, the eight horse, Valajos, the Doug O'Neill horse, the rest of them does. So they have 11 horses entered. And I really like the number one horse in here, Bookham Dano. This is a three-year-old gelding who was last seen on the other part of the world when he just got beat by Forever Young. And everybody knows how well that horse ran in the in the Derby, just got beat two noses. This is just an improving horse who's gotten better with each and every start. The seven horse in here, Prince of Monaco from the Bob Baffert barn, has trained very well. I'm going to make an exact box here of 1-7 and then bet the one horse, Bookham Dano, to win.
Bookham Dano, 9-2 morning line with Arad Ortiz. Exact box with the seven, Prince of Monaco. John Lindo, where do you want to go?
Well, for your second radio play, John, I know you've done Santa Anita and also Churchill Downs. If you want to stay at Saratoga, that's great. Where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at Saratoga and look at the 14th and final. And, again, this is turf only because this race is about 8 o'clock tonight. But hopefully the rain stays away and the race stays on the grass. I love the number six horse in here, Yarrow. Six-year-old gelding from the Chris Clement on Joel Rosario board to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. This is another horse for courses. This horse has always run well at Saratoga. He's going to run another big one today. Number six, Yarrow, wins today's 14th and final out at Belmont at Saratoga.
Now, John, are you going to the races live? Are you hunkered down at home, isolated? What's your status for today?
I'm in the bomb shelter. I'm hunkered down at home. I may make it over sometime later today. It's only 2 miles away, so what the heck.
Well, is your driveway packed with cars, or can you get out?
No, I live in a gated community. They're not allowed in here. Only kidding.
Hey, John, tell us.
Not yet.
Tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. We have, of course, Saratoga, Belmont at Saratoga, Churchill, and Santa Anita selections.
Well, John, get over there today because you'll have plenty of time between races and at least get over and watch the Belmont live. You could make a nice leisurely walk of it and enjoy at least a little bit of atmosphere. You'll have taken down so much money by then you can get out of the bunker.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon.
Thank you.
All right, John. Talk to you next week. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. We know you're at Toby's Turf Club, hunkered down, and wanted to talk to you about one of the horses running in the Belmont today, and it's a horse that you saw debut at Gulfstream Park. His name is Mind Frame. Toby, tell us, is he good enough to beat these horses in his third career start?
I doubt it. The one thing that I said when he won on Florida Derby Day was, I sure hope that the turnaround to the Derby is too quick. I've watched way too many of these young colts at Fletcher's pop up on the scene, late developing for whatever reason, and then all of a sudden right into the meat grinder. Fortunately, you know, he's 5 weeks removed from the possible Derby meat grinder, but his win at Churchill, that was a walkover. I don't think any of these horses are super double deluxe superstars, mind you, but my angle in the Belmont today, I know historically Fletcher's done well. I would throw out all three Fletcher's and start working from there, and I think that might be a way to make money. I don't like seeing horses like this thrown into the fray like this, but I've been on record for years. It's one of the reasons why I don't like a whole lot of this Triple Crown stuff.
Hey, Toby, before I get a radio play for you from Gulfstream, want to get the weather conditions. I know there was some weather down there in South Florida. Give us the update on, I think they were off the grass for early on the card, but they might have taken them all off the turf by now.
Well, no, actually, they had a shower yesterday. It looked like one of those Hollywood movie showers, like, you know, the flash shower. It stopped as quickly as it started, and they ran the eighth race, which was a few races after the shower. They looked at it as good. Dust was coming up off the racetrack. But, of course, they've taken the fifth and ninth off the grass by that time. Any excuse to showcase the Tepeda, you know they're going to do that. So today what they did is they took the regular turf races off. That's races 1, 7, and 9. But they left the stakes, the 4th and 11th, on the turf. So at least as of now, that's what I know. And as I say, stay tuned for later changes.
Yeah, that could change any second, so you know, make sure you check the changes before you go to the windows there. How about a radio play at Gulfstream Park today?
Why not? How about the eighth race? It's a dirt race. We know that they're going to run on the dirt. It may be sloppy. It may not be. I don't care what the conditions are, because I really like the sixth. His name is Austin Strong. Colt is coming off a rather lengthy layoff. He's moving into the Mark Caffey barn. He spent plenty of time up at Caffey's farm. Now sent down here. He's undefeated, and he's undefeated with his jock that he's reuniting with, and that's Miguel Vasquez. Behind him, we're looking at the 2 Big Martini, the 5 Turbo, and the 3 Toxic Gray. 6-2-5-3 could be all you and me, John, in today's 8 at Gulfstream Park.
That is Toby Callett. Tell us what you have available today at TobyCallett.com.
All Gulfstream, all the time. You buy the Gulfstream, you get my analysis of the Belmont State.
Very good. Thank you, Toby, and we will talk again next week.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Hey, John, before we go to break, I just saw some odds that were the early Belmont odds. Obviously, this is way early, but there is some money in the pool from the advanced wagering. Sierra Leone was the 2-1 favorite. Number 1, Seize the Gray, was sitting up there at 4-1, so this horse has taken some action. The Derby winner, number 3, Mystic Dan, was 6-1. And on the outside, number 10, Mind Frame, was 7-1. So he has floated up from his morning line. Again, this is early, not a ton of money in the pools. It's all going to come in. But there's no question Sierra Leone is going to be a very solid favorite in this race.
I think so. You look at the day-to-day wagers and everything else that's gone on, the Will Pays, and they're kind of telling us more than the tote board does these days.
Right.
And he looks like a significant favorite in there. 2-1, if you could lock in fixed odds, I think you'd take it right now, because I think it'll be lower than that.
I do too. I agree with you, John. Let's take our next time out. Our final stop will be Scott Shapiro from DRF and ExpressBet, and Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Belmont edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, come out to Santa Anita, where you can watch and wager on the Belmont Stakes today. Today, we also have great live racing that is highlighted by the $200,000 Grade 2 Summertime Oaks. Great special events are lined up today as well. On trackside, we will have the Wine Place and Show event, where you can sample a selection of delicious wines while you soak in a day of great racing from around the country. In the infield, we will present Fiesta de Santa Anita. It's a family-friendly festival that celebrates the rich heritage of our community with music, a classic car show with over 400 cool cars, great food and drinks like the famous Micheladas, and my favorite, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment on tap in our Hollywood meet, which runs through Sunday, June 16th, over at SantaAnita.com. The top jockeys, the top trainers, Fiesta de Santa Anita, the Belmont Stakes simulcast, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burt Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from the Derby Room. And John, tomorrow on Mike Willman's show, which will be from 8 to 10, tell us about a special guest he'll be having on.
Yeah, you know, since it's closing day forever at Golden Gate Fields, you might he's on 8 to 10 tomorrow, but Mike's got a special guest at the top of the second hour right at 9:05, Jerry Hollendorfer, longtime trainer and had such a big impact on Northern California racing. Haven't had him on the air in a long time. He's going to have Jerry Hollendorfer on Thoroughbred LA tomorrow, 9:05. I think I'm going to listen to that. I want to hear what Jerry has to say about what's going on in Northern California.
Well, nobody won more races at that track than Jerry Hollendorfer.
Good. Hollendorfer and Bays.
Yes, they dominated for decades. Well, let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for DRF and ExpressBet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. I think I tried to beat Russell Bays and Jerry Hollander for a few too many times up in Northern California.
We all did. You had to try, but it wasn't. It didn't often bring good results, did it? Hey, Shapper, you've been a busy guy this week, and appreciate all the work you've been doing, a lot of stuff out on Twitter as well. But first of all, wanted you to preview the Manhattan, which goes as race 11 today at Saratoga. Real good turf race, grade 1, 1 3/16 on the grass. How'd you see the Manhattan?
Yeah, very. They're one of the better races on the day, from probably from a gambling perspective as well as just a quality perspective. Program trading coming in off two straight grade 1 wins, one in the turf classic, one out there at Del Mar prior to the break. And then you've got some European horses, including 7-2 Measured Time, who's 5-7 shipping in Dubai for Charles Appleby and Dolphin. You know, I think those two merit respect, as does Nation's Pride and El Rifa. I am going to take on Program Trading as the morning line favorite, but I'm going to go back to I'm Very Busy in here, 9-2 on the line. Of course, was awful in the Grade 1 Classic. He was acting up before the race. He didn't want to go in. He was scratching. He just didn't have it after two massive performances. I think 5 weeks off, Chad Brown back at home. I think he's going to rebound, and hopefully we'll get close to that price.
That's Nation's Pride, and that's I want to make sure I get the program 7-1. Set number 7 on the program, 9-2, for Scott. And Scott, I wanted to ask you.
I'm sorry. It's number one, I'm very busy. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I wrote the wrong thing. I'm very busy. Number one, 9-2. I looked at the 9-2, and I got the wrong horse there. I apologize. Well, Scott, one thing you do cover, you have a lot of a presence on Twitter, and you've done a lot of work for ExpressBet. So tell us what you have available on your Twitter feed, and let's get that Twitter handle out again.
Yeah, the Twitter, thanks, John. Twitter handle is at ScottShap34. Did a couple of articles. One of them is probably a little old about all the horizontal options this weekend, a couple of things that are still pertinent. And then an all-stakes pick five sequence, races 8 through 12, and then did a video this morning, also doing Twitter spaces each week, early Pacific time. Definitely, if you're up early, I would love you to join me.
Shapper, give us your pick from Saratoga today.
I'm going to go to the Belmont. We'll go to the big race. I think value might be hard to come by in some of these stakes races on the dirt, but I'm hoping not in the big one where number two, Resilience, I think, is sitting on a career best. I think should get a real good rip trust and pretty speed favoring thus far. Hopefully won't be too far out of it. I don't think Bill Howe would be running back after the Derby if he didn't think this horse had a big shot. The pedigree's there to get the mile and a quarter. He ran well in the Derby despite finishing just sixth. We'll go with number two, Resilience, in race 12, the Belmont Stakes.
Excellent. Great job, Shapper. At ScottShap34, follow him on Twitter. He's doing a lot of work for this weekend and more. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have fun out there.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
G'day, Bob.
Hey, you've got a nice pick six carryover to spice things up tonight. $68,000 to start out at Los Alamitos. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've had some big moves in recent weeks in the pick six and pick fours, and it'll be another big one for sure with this double carryover of almost $70,000. First leg will be race 4 on a 9-race card, which gets underway at 6:30.
So, Michael, again, 6:30 first post time, fourth race on the card is the beginning of the pick six sequence. And no stakes races tonight, but it's an interesting sequence. And I want to find out, too, with tomorrow, nine races tomorrow in Santa Anita, what is your post time on Sunday? And then we'll get a radio selection from you after that.
We begin at 6:05 tomorrow night. John, there are 9 races again tomorrow. No stakes this weekend, but it's a big weekend coming up with a filly and mare stake next Saturday. And next Sunday, Father's Day, trials of the Grade 1 Vessel's Maturity and the final of the Grade 1 Edberg Million Futurity for the juveniles.
Looking forward to that. Some really good 2-year-olds this year at Los Alamitos.
Hey, John, before we get Michael's Los Al pick, Michael, you guys are open for simulcasting now, right? The Vessels Room is an option, and get on out there. Make it a full day of racing.
Oh, absolutely. Options galore at Los Alamitos. The Vessels Club has outstanding food, and as a more casual setting, Burgard Sports Bar is a really good option as well.
And, Michael, any opinion in the Belmont Stakes?
Sierra Leone.
Okay. Going chalk-eating weasel, Michael Rona. I'm
with you, Michael. Don't let him get to you. I'm with you, Michael.
Hey, Michael, let's get a pick from Los Alamitos for tonight.
Well, I don't normally eat chalk at Los Al. Trending right, finished second at 7-1 and paid $6.80 to place. And when John and I were on last Sunday, filling in for both Mike Wilman and Orlando Gutierrez, I gave out a 4-1 winner mask mandate. So take that.
You sure did.
And you also, last night, I understand, on the Australian feed, you gave out a couple nice priced winners. So I'm just giving
landed
you a bad
a few
time,
long
Michael.
Shots, yeah. Long shot last night down under. Had a good night on the FanDuel TV set. Okay, first
Excellent.
Leg of the pick six. Let's try and get rolling with this double carryover tonight. Race 4. 300-yard, 2-year-old filly maiden. I like that number 7, AJ Flawless, gets away from the rail to post number 7. Hit the gate, ducked in early, and galloped out well after recovering to finish second last time out. And I think has a really good chance here at 3-1 on Ed Burgard's morning line. Number 7, trained by Heath Taylor, ridden by Jose Nicasio, AJ Flawless in the first leg of the pick 6 tonight, race 4.
Thank you very much, Michael. Have a great day and night, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hooroo.
Well, John, it's been a lot of fun being out here. Great hospitality, as we always talk about. Now it's time to sit and have a nice breakfast and watch the races and get into our pockets today.
Oh, I'm ready to go for action here. You've got the self-tilling machine right across from me here. And there's a clear path. I'm going to go.
Yeah. Well, there better be, or
I'll make room.
You'll make space. 1 p.m. post time today at Santa Anita. Great racing from coast to coast. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks to the Derby Room for hosting us. John, you made the drive up. Appreciate that. Mike Willman is here tomorrow, 8 to 10. Catch that interview with Jerry Hollendorfer, second hour for him. Andy Harris, he's following us right now on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great day. Third leg of the Triple Crown. Hope you cash some tickets today. And John, we're going to have a good day out here today.
That's right. Good day to everyone today. Good luck today.
Hey, thanks, Jake Rich. You did a great job inside. And to all of our guests who do their outstanding homework and preparation week in and week out, you've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety yak and streak and waste your time.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hey, Angels fans. This is Trent Rush, host of the former Angels Recap podcast and now host of the new Under the Halo podcast. This new podcast will feature in-depth chats with our guests, including players, coaches, alumni, and other members of the Angels family. Watch the interviews on the Angels YouTube page or listen at angels.com/podcast or in the AM830 app, plus wherever you're already.